You're listening to 93.3 WMMR. My name is Marcus Goldman, and with me is a musician who is legendary in the music scene for quite a few years. His name is HR, lead singer of the Bad Brains, done some incredible solo work over the years. He is going to be at the Ardmore Music Hall on July 15th for Philly Fine Fest, King Sound Vibration, Mason Porter, Hezekiah Jones, also on the bill. HR, thank you very much for stopping by to chat today.
Thank you. Yeah, man.
This Philly Fine Fest that's going down at the Ardmore Music Hall, how did this come to be and what is it about?
Well, they contacted my wife and she asked me if I'd like to play. And I said, yeah, sure, we'll give it a try. So it's been about 2 weeks now that they told her about it.
And you've got King Sound Vibration, Mason Porter, and Hezekiah Jones also on the bill. Have you played with any of those musicians?
Yes, sir, I sure have. King Sound was the band that was... I've been rehearsing with, and they had did a show up in New York with me about a month and a half ago. It was at the Electric Bowery, and it was great. Standing ovation.
So what kind of music can we expect from HR? Will it be solo work, Bad Brains music, or a mix of everything that you've done?
A mix of everything.
Because you have King Sound Vibration playing with you, will it be maybe some of your older songs interpreted a little differently?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It sure will be.
And will it have more of a reggae vibe now?
Yes, sir, it will. It's my solo group that's going into a reggae vibe.
Will you be playing any new music that you have not played before?
Yes, sir, we sure will.
So you're continually writing music?
Yes, sir, sure I am.
Where are you drawing inspiration from?
I'm getting inspiration from my mother and also from my wife and some of the people that came to see us at rehearsing with King Sound, people that were working with Billboard up in New York.
And where are you going to be recording your new music?
Well, we like to do some recording. We checked out 3 studios now. We're going to probably be doing some out of the 3. We're going to pick one that's nice, and then we'll go ahead and do it. One of them was called Little Drum Sound. The other one was Sci-Fi Studio. And then another place was right around the corner from Ezekiel's house, and it was called On Cater Street. And I don't really know what it was called. They're building it now, right?
Are you going to wait until that studio's done before you make that decision to see how that one looks and feels?
Yes, sir.
When you look at a studio, how important is the vibe of the studio when you choose a studio?
Well, the engineer has to know his P's and Q's. And we did a little research in each and every one. And we found out that they're going to be delivering the engineer. A lot of our answering the questions that we have is to the engineer's knowledge.
What are some of the subjects you're writing about or broaching upon in your latest music?
One is called Peace and Love. We just now developed it. It's been working on for the music, Dancing Souls. It's a reggae tune, and we hope to do it at the show in Ardmore Music Hall. Also, Catch a Fire Music Hall has been working with us now 3 years, or really just this year, a brother by the name of Chombo. He's going to be producing our upcoming album as soon as possible. We want to wait a few more weeks, and then after we've made our final decision, we're going to get some block time scheduled, and then we'll go ahead and do it.
Now, during this time, will you continue to work on these songs, or will you wait until you pick the studio to really work and develop the songs?
We're going to wait till we pick the studio, but we're working and rehearsing now, and then we'll get it developed as we go along, and then we'll make our final decision of the studio and go ahead and give it a try.
Going back a little bit in time, when you were a child, was there a song you heard or a concert you attended when you realized that music was going to be your life?
Yes, sir. It was Bob Marley's show that he did at the Capitol Center, and I was about 18 years old, and I knew then that I wanted to play music. Me and Gary, we were pre-med students going to Prince George's County, but then we both decided that we wanted to be musicians, and we gave it a try, and it worked out fine. Gary's our guitar player in Bad Brains.
Dr. No.
Yes, Dr. No.
Dr. No can shred like nobody's business.
Yes, he can.
I had the pleasure of seeing you guys in the 80s and 90s, so I'm a very lucky human being for being able to catch you in the early years.
Thank you.
So you bet. You went from medicine to music. How did you end up deciding to go to this show?
My brothers had told me about it. I was working as a security guard, in the parking lot, and they came up to me and asked me, would I like to go to the show? I said, sure. He was playing with Chick Corea and Stanley Clark, and I wanted to go and see them, but he was also headlining the show, and I went ahead and stayed to see what he was about, and I seen all these dreads around, and all these red, gold, and green crowns, and they were all just giving him praises, you know? And I decided that that was it, man. I wanted to go into music.
You know, it's interesting because people like Eric Clapton, the Rolling Stones, the Clash, whenever they were on tour and Bob Marley was in the same town as them, if they were on an off night, that's where they were all the time.
Yes.
And I unfortunately did not get a chance to see Bob Marley live. Oh. I was 13 when he passed away.
Okay.
But I've heard things about his shows being magical, and obviously it had such an impact on you.
It sure did.
And you ended up, I think, you practiced the Rastafarian religion, correct?
Yes, sir, correct. And I've been a Rasta now since I was 24. I was baptized as a teenager by my grandfather, who was a preacher in Phoenix City, Alabama.
I don't know much about the Rastafarian religion at all, but energy is a big part of the religion, if I'm not mistaken. Harmony between earth, its creatures, and the heavens around the world is part of the religion. Music is a very major part of the religion. Has today's world lost sight of this harmony, and can that harmony be brought back through music?
I don't think the world has lost it. It's just been going through different developments and different changes. And one of the things that I liked about the Rastafarian message was that Haile Selassie was the 323rd conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
I think it's a very interesting religion and one that I would definitely like to read about and learn about, but I'd find one of the things that I find very interesting is the harmony about it and music being very important as a part of the religion. And music, I think, is one of those things that all creatures can communicate with.
Yes, sir.
And it's the one that everybody understands.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, man. True, true.
When you write music, how do you know that music when you write it is solo music, is Zion Train music, is HR music, or is Bad Brains material?
A lot of it is human rights, HR music that's recreated through the Bad Brains. So we start out with peace and love, and then when I see the Bad Brains, we try to make it interact and develop it into a rock and roll or hardcore.
Are you surprised that music from bands like yourself, the Plasmatics, the Clash, the lyrics that you wrote, the Dead Kennedys, your lyrics are all as relevant today as they were 30 years ago? Does that surprise you? Or
no, sir. It's okay. It's typical.
Why is it typical?
Well, because a lot of the changes that we go through has been recreated by the group and the Bad Brains, and people love to hear the music on the Bad Brains level.
But they also love to hear the music that you do on your solo level as well.
Yes, sir, that's true.
And it is very different, but it's still got a positive message to it. 311 covered your solo song, Who's Got the Herb? You've performed it with them a bunch. Did you like their version the first time you heard it?
Yes, sir, I sure did.
And do you have fun playing with them on stage? They're such a great live band.
Yes, sir, I did.
How did it come about that you ended up performing it with them on stage?
Well, they came to me through a brother by the name of what was his name? This was in California a few years ago when I jammed with them. It was a brother by the name of Opie who was working with the California All-Stars. And he asked me, would I be into doing a show with 311 at this festival? It was the Ozzy Osbourne Festival.
Ozfest?
Yes, sir. And I said, sure, I'd like to give it a try. And we went ahead and did it. They loved it, too. It was a great show. 311 was wired for it.
They always put on a really good live show. They're one of the bands I enjoy seeing every time they come to Philly.
Yeah, man.
And they bring it. They bring it.
True, true, true.
In an old interview with the magazine Maniac or the group Maniac in 1982, you said in an interview with Ras Afriba Selassie of Zion Train that you were desperately searching for revolution, truth, and freedom. 3 years of punk wasn't it. Since then, have you found freedom? And have you found truth?
Yeah, man. True, true. I found freedom, but you can't really be too wiped out or let freedom zone you out into a free zone, and then you're so free you forget your responsibilities. But we did hold a vibe with Al, and me and Al gave it a try with the Zion Train. It came out beautiful, really perfect. It was true.
You just said something interesting about freedom and responsibility and the balance of the two, because I think when people search for freedom, they tend to lose the personal responsibility aspect in their search for freedom.
Yeah, man.
How were you able to find that balance between the two?
Well, you do some research into it and see what you can really understand and what's completely conscious of the person that's researching it. And as time goes on, you keep on researching, and then you open your Bible and you relate to it by post chapter by chapter. And then once you get through to Revelations, then you'll find a map that's laid out for you. And through that map, you do decide that you want to learn more of this recent discovery of what one finds out.
What have you learned about yourself in this journey?
Well, what I learned was I came from the same tribe as Bob Marley, Joseph, and I wanted to learn even more what were the 12 tribes through, and I went to church, and that's what opened up my heart.
How were you able to find your lineage tracing back to Joseph and the tribe of Joseph, I should say?
That's what I learned from the church. Everybody comes from a tribe, Reuben through unto Joseph, or unto Benjamin, the last tribe. Benjamin,
okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
And they function off the intellect.
Okay, so they're different than the other tribes.
Yes, sir. Each tribe has a characteristic that's primarily their own. And to Joseph, it was the bow or the bow, and he would be fruitful in his days. So one, Benjamin, he was into the intellect, and Joseph was into a fruitful bow.
How do you apply that to your life every day?
Well, you apply it through getting yourself into a nice group of musicians, and then you go ahead and give it a try.
Next Saturday night, you are playing the Ardmore Music Hall again in Philadelphia. The event is called Philly Fine Fest, King Sound Vibration, Mason Porter, Hezekiah Jones also playing on the bill. Why should people come see you guys play that night?
Man, the reason why they come is because we're going to be playing some good music.
And that's the good enough reason why.
Yeah, my,
people
yeah,
be dancing, people be moving, people be feeling good.
True, true.
All righty. And my last question. At some point after my life in radio, I'd like to teach the history of rock and roll to college students. At some point in the rock and roll timeline, HR and the Bad Brains will be taught and heard by the class. How does HR want to be remembered, and how does HR want to be taught to students in the history of rock and roll?
Well, I just pray for them to seek and find out for themselves, to remember the angel of the Lord, and how I am just a good man, and I want to leave that message on to the people, the kids, the children of God, that I'm just a good man, and that'll be fine for me.
Well, thank you very much for stopping by to chat today. I appreciate it, HR.
Yeah,
and we will definitely see you next Saturday at the Ardmore.
Yeah, man. True, true. Thank you.
You bet.
Okay.